You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. Good Thursday as well, because it's day one of the July meeting at Newmarket. Plenty to look forward to there, including the Group 2 Princess of Wales Stakes. We've also got the Group 2 July Stakes on their card as well. There's a Group 3 in the shape of the Bahrain Trophy and much more, a big Heritage Handicap 2. We've got Carlisle and Doncaster alongside that in the afternoon, Epsom, Newbury and Leopardstown in the evening. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Kevin O'Malley. How are you, Kevin?
Very well, thanks, Mark.
Good, good man. Plenty to look forward to this week. We're just about to get underway with the July meeting. Good racing at York and Ascot as well this weekend. It's a real good weekend of racing.
Yeah, very good. A busy Thursday, an even busier Friday. Loads of cards on Saturday. Lots of people think that that the racing is a little bit too clustered this particular weekend in particular, but I quite like it. Lots of action to get stuck into, lots of top-class racing, and it can't be a bad thing on the whole.
Yeah, can't have too much of a good thing, can you?
No.
Good, good stuff. Bit of news to talk about, and we're going to look at some of the feature races coming up at Newmarket to start with, and then we'll get stuck into the opening day on Thursday. We'll start with the Falmouth Stakes, if we may, Kevin. You mentioned something that you liked in the Falmouth the other day when we spoke about this race. Usherette 4-5, 6-1 Euro Charlene, Amazing Maria 7s, 8-1 for Alice Springs, Always Smiley's 10s, 16-1 Very Special, and 33s for either of the other two. The big news here is that Nemorali won't run. She's going to bypass the Falmouth and go for the Prix Jean Prat in France instead. So.
Yeah, it's probably a good target for her. She's a very, very classic filly, and I'm sure she'll continue to represent her connections well. Usherette, she looked very, very good at Ascot. The way she found so much for pressure in the closing stages in the Duke of Cambridge Stakes suggests that she's a Group 1 winner waiting to happen. But I said it before on the last podcast with you, Mark, that I really, really like Always Smile. She looked very classy when winning a handicap first time out at York. Against some hardy campaigners that day, and she beat them very well come the finish. And she was only beaten 2.25 lengths by Usherette on soft ground at Ascot last time out, and that wouldn't have suited her. I think the faster ground at Newmarket's going to suit her much better. She's got a lot of zip, and Godolphin won't be running her as a second string. They'll be fancying her to run a really big race for her side, Bin Soror, and at 10-1, I think with William Hill, I think that's the value in the race.
Yeah, still got 8 of them in the lineup as well, so it's a fifth of the odds, 1, 2 and 3. So Always Smile could be the value in the race then in the Falmouth for Kevin. Just want to mention the big race of the week as well, really, in the July Cup. Warming up to be a pretty good renewal. We've got Quiet Reflection now heading the market, so interesting movement in the betting over the last few days. Quiet Reflection now 9-2, 5-1 Magical Memory and Twilight Sun. Twilight Sun was the favourite searched a few hours ago, but 24 hours ago or so. Limato 11-2, 7-1 Profitable, 10-1 Air Force Blue, who will go to the race, we hear, as we record this as well. Don't Touch 12s and 16s or bigger for the others. Interesting renewal of the July Cup. You've got Quiet Reflection taking on the older horses, some real good sprinters in there, and Air Force Blue dropping back in trip to try and salvage his, career, really, I suppose, or season.
Yeah, well, I mean, Air Force Blue, it's going to take a really an avid supporter of his to wade in again, following on from his last two disappointments, which he has been disappointed. It just looks to the eye as though he hasn't trained on. It could be that the drop back to 6 furlongs will do the trick, but this is a top sprint race. It's not like it's an easy July Cup, Twilight Sun and Magical Memory, there's nothing between those and their Ascot form from last time out. I think Magical Memory might just get the better of the argument with that horse this time, because he was held up out the back. He was a little bit awkward during the race, and he never really got the cleanest to run through, and I think he might be better with a faster ground as well. So I think Magical Memory might just get the better of Twilight Sun this time. You've got Lamato stepping back in trip. He could go very, very close. And then you've got Quiet Reflection, the Commonwealth winner. We know how good a filly she is. She's seriously, seriously quick and then profitable as well. So It's a top sprint race. I'm struggling to call it, but you know how much I like Quiet Reflection. She's a tremendous filly. She gets a little allowance as well, and she's every bit as good as the colts without that allowance. So
yeah.
That's going to make her hard to beat. It's just whether or not she can maintain the same level of form.
Yeah.
It's hard to do for a whole season, isn't it?
It is. And it's hard for the three-year-olds against the older horses in these big sprints a lot of the time. But the way she's won the last two, you'd say she's above average, and she's a very good very good sprinter. So.
I mean, there's a couple of outsiders there, the likes of Dan Zeno at 16-1, Jungle Cat 20-1, who you could give solid each way claims to. But I genuinely feel that the top of the market is very strong this season, certainly stronger than last year when it was Muharrau first and the rest nowhere. So I think it's a deeper division this season.
Yeah. So that's the July Cup. Obviously, we'll move on to that in more detail later on in the week. A bit of other news from the Aidan O'Brien camp, by the way. I know we've just mentioned that Air Force Blue will run. Even Song will be the runner that spearheads his Irish Oaks Challenge because they're going to wait for the Nassau with Minding.
With Minding,
which I think makes a bit of sense.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, well, you have to keep them separate. That makes sense. And Even Song is very lightly raced. She improved significantly last time out and looked really impressive at Ascot. She'll be odds on for the Irish Oaks, and she'll probably go ahead and win it. It's not the deepest of divisions, really, is it? There's a few outstanding fillies, and there's not really much keeping them very honest. So you've got a lot of good fillies that are winning impressively these Group 1 races.
Yeah. So we've got that to look forward to later on in the week and later on in the season as well. Anything else on your mind, Kevin, before we get stuck into Thursday?
No, not in particular. I mean, as I said before, after Ascot, I tend to wind things down a little bit. I'm starting to wind up again now with the July meeting in terms of punting and stuff, so I'm just looking forward to getting stuck into that, really. And obviously towards the end of the month we've got the Galway Festival up and coming, so we've got that to look forward to on William Hill Radio as well. And from a punting point of view, I'm obviously got that in my sights as well.
Good. Well, let's move on to the next instalment of Good Racing then. We're going to get stuck into day one of the July meeting at Newmarket. Kevin's prepared the first four races on the card for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, then we kick off the July meeting with the 210 at Newmarket, which is the Bahrain Trophy, a Group 3 contest over a mile and five furlongs. It's for the three-year-olds. And interesting piece of form that caught my eye here, Kevin, was that of Prize Money, finished second behind Hawkbill at Royal Ascot in the Tercentenary Stakes. And we've seen that form boosted this weekend in the Eclipse. So is that a place to start for you?
It looks the key piece of form in the race, doesn't it, considering how well that horse won at Sandown, beating De Gurkha, and obviously last Saturday's big race. And Platitude ran a cracker last time out when he finished second over a mile and four. He's another one that comes here with a big chance. But he was operational over seven furlongs and a mile before that, and he's a mile and five, which is what this trip is, could stretch him. You know, Prize Money, as you said, was second to subsequent winner, Eclipse winner. And that form will appeal to a lot of punters. Aidan O'Brien's Houses of Parliament brings a lot of experience to the table, but I just think that he's beatable and vulnerable to improvers. At bigger prices, Mark, the one I like is Gold Member, David Simcox, Gold Member. He'll be a big price here, I think. But he was a taken winner at Thirsk last time out, and he looks just the type to keep progressing as the season goes on. He's only rated 89 officially, but reportedly he works at home with Algometer, who's rated 105. And given how well the Simcox stable has been going the last couple of months, he's been churning out the winners. It'd be no surprise if this new approach cold could get into the frame. So a Gold Member each way for me in that one.
Gold Member then each way. Nice price as well. 25-1 in the betting at the moment, Gold Member. The market looks like this. Prize Money 9-4, 7-2 Platitude. Shabib is 4-1, 5-1 for Houses of Parliament. 9-1 Harbour Law, 14s or bigger for the others. And as I mentioned there, Gold Member 25-1. So it could be a nice start to the July meeting if that comes in for us. The 240 at Newmarket is the second race on the card. This is the July Stakes, a Group 2 contest over six furlongs. It's for the two-year-olds, and joint favourites at the time of recording this, Ardad and Maymas, both 5-2. It's 6-1 for Intelligence Cross and Silver Line, 12-1 for Broken Stones, 14s Barrington, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the other two. Real interesting race this. You've got Maymas, who is a horse I've got a lot of time for. Finished second to Caravaggio in the Coventry at Royal Ascot, of course. No Caravaggio in here, but we do have Ardad, who looks a fast improving 2-year-old sprinter and blitzed them in the Windsor Castle.
Yeah, he's unbeaten in two starts. He obviously built on his debut win to win the Windsor Castle over five furlongs at Ascot, Royal Ascot last time out. Steps up to six furlongs for the first time. That is a big question mark for him against some very, very smart juveniles here. It's enough for me to leave him alone at the prices. Silver Line, Godolphin's runner, has Group 1 entries. Another one stepping up to 6 furlongs. Looks more, obviously, like he would appreciate the step up in trip. Was a good third behind Prince of Lear at Royal Ascot and has big claims. Intelligence Cross, the Aidan O'Brien horse, has obvious curb appeal, but hasn't really done it on the clock for me as yet, so I'm happy to leave him alone. As a dark horse, I think Broken Bones is the dark horse in the race for Kevin Ryan and Jamie Spencer, but for me, I think the solid horse in the race, the ones that's got that real potent blend of form and experience at this level, is Maymass. And I think he's the one to beat here for Hannan and Dettori. He ran a cracker to Caravaggio in the Coventry Stakes. It looked a strong race. He pulled well clear of the third, and it looked a good field. So if he repeats that, I think he's the one to beat.
Yeah, you take Caravaggio out of the Coventry, and he's won the Coventry by 2.5 lengths.
Yeah, he's won it well from the third horse that day. He was obviously a very smart juvenile trained by Gerry Lyons as well. So
yep.
Psychedelic Funk, that's it.
Yes, it is, yes. So Maymass then, the selection in the 2.40 at Newmarket, the July Stakes. Onto the third race on the card, the 3.15, which is the Princess of Wales Stakes. This is a Group 2 over 1.5 miles. It's for three-year-olds and older. Betting at the time of recording this, headed by Exosphere, who's 5-2. 7-2 for the Grey Gatsby, 4-1 second step. 5-1 for Elite Army, Big Orange 9-1 with Muntaza, and Battersea is 16-1. Personally, Kevin, I would be looking to take on Exosphere here, given how disappointing he was at Royal Ascot.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was impressive in the Jockey Club Stakes when he beat Simple Verse All Ends Up that day. But he really badly flopped in the Hardwick, didn't he? He went off a 6-4 favourite and he didn't show anything. So he's obviously well fancied again, highly regarded horse. But do you really want to tip and back a horse on the back of such a disappointing run? I mean, it's not really for me. Second Step and the Grey Gatsby, they're solid campaigners. It wouldn't surprise you if either of those ran a really, really big race. But I think the potential improver here, he's lightly raced, but he's got a good potent blend of experience again and good form, is Elite Army for Godolphin. And Side Bin Soror. He followed up his win in May after a year off with another really good run off a big weight on soft ground in the Duke of Edinburgh handicap at the Royal Meeting. Ran an absolute blinder that day. I think he's going to appreciate the faster surface here. He stays really well, has a touch of quality, and I think he's going to go well under James Doyle at a fair price as well. So Elite Army for me.
Yeah. I liked his run at Royal Ascot as well. I thought he was a little bit unlucky in the...
He was a bit unlucky, so. The way the race unfolded, yeah.
All right, Elite Army then, the selection in the 3.15 at Newmarket, and we finish off in the big betting race of the day. It's a Heritage Handicap over 6 furlongs. It's for the three-year-olds. A field of 20 of them to go to post here. At the time of recording this, it is 5-1 the field with Tanine heading the market. Dancing Star 8-1 with Show Stealer and Bounce. 12-1 for Projection. Light Music 12s. Strong Challenge 12s. 14s for Venturous and Gunmetal. 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. This is hard. Yeah. At the best of times.
That's one way to put it.
This is a tricky race.
I tell you what, this is definitely one where you want to have your trackers out, because it's just full of some of the best and most progressive three-year-olds around. Some very, very zippy horses in here. Down the bottom, I just wanted to take one from the top, one from the bottom, and the one I like is Gunmetal. I've been following. He's a real bull of a horse. He's progressive, he's tough. Lovely grey horse, comes here on a hat trick and has to be respected off his weight. Then you've got the top weight, Tanine. He looked potentially top class, really, on the back of a deeply impressive win at Leicester last time out. He could be anything, he really could. He goes there with a favourite's chance for sure. But the horse I like, you know I like her, Mark, is Dancing Star.
Yep.
This filly, she's a tremendous filly. She's progressive. She won first time out from a mark of 75. She showed loads of guts that day to win it at Salisbury. Then next time out at Goodwood, she won from £5 higher. She showed a lot of ability, a lot of class that day. I really, really fancied her to win at York last time out. She did everything, bar Mr. Lupton, who's no slouch. You know, he's a very, very solid Group 3 performer, is Mr. Lupton. And she did all bar win that day. She's gone up another £7, but she's entitled to have gone up that much because she's progressing fast. She's learning. She's got a great attitude. And if she maintains the level of form that she's producing at the minute, I just can't envisage her not running a big race, if that makes sense. This is a top race. It's very difficult. It's going to be hard for them all to win. But Dancing Star, as I say, she's progressive, unexposed. She's going the right way. And I think she's going to run a big one.
Yeah, I was in the studio with you when Dancing Star finished second at York. Like I say, she lost absolutely nothing in defeat there. She's 8-1 here, 4 places to her, Matt, quarter the odds.
Yeah.
I can see worse bets.
She's just likeable, isn't she? Yeah, she's got a lot of ability. There's a lot to like about her, so I'm hoping she runs another big one.
Hopefully so. Good stuff, Kevin. Let's just have a little bit of a summary then, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for day one of the July meeting.
Yeah, sure. In the 210, the Group 3 Bahrain Trophy, I've gone against the top of the market with a cheeky each-way bet on Gold Member. Then in the 240, the Group 2 July Stakes, I think May Mass is the solid option. The 315 at Newmarket, the Princess of Wales Stakes, I think Elite Army can run a big race for the boys in blue. And then the 345, the Heritage Handicap over 6 furlongs, I'm hoping that Dancing Star can continue her run of good form.
Superb. Good work, Kevin. Thank you very much. Good
Cheers,
luck,
Mark.
And enjoy it on Thursday.
Looking forward to it.
So there you go. The thoughts of Kevin O'Malley on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Ross Briley, Andrew Mount and Chris Pimlott will be the team in the studio. It's day one of the July meeting at Newmarket, as we mentioned. Real top quality racing to look forward to there. We've got Carlisle and Doncaster alongside that on Thursday afternoon. And it's Epsom, Newbury and Leopardstown in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.